So here this teaching is given for the sharp disciples, someone who from the very beginning belongs to the lineage of Mahayana. Then because the way a sharp disciple traverse the path is much quicker than dull disciple, therefore because of the sense of swiftness of his way of progressing on the path, therefore here we're calling this mantra, the teaching given here, we call this a mantra. It is not a fully qualified mantra, not a mantra that is found in the four tantric classes. It's mainly called and designated the name mantra because a disciple of sharp mental faculty can progress much faster. In the sense of the swiftness, it is called a mantra. So then here again, here also we find like different opinions upon different opinion regarding the explanation why this is called a mantra. So according to the commentary we're using, Nyumbuchi is mainly using composed by Jayan Gawe Lojo, it says because the path of sharp disciples is faster than the dull disciples, in this sense it is called a mantra. It's not a mantra that is found in the four tantric classes. And then however in the commentary composed by Denda Laramba, he says then according to the sutra tradition, you can say that what the explanation given is fine, but if you're following the mantric, the tantric tradition, you can even say that this is a tantric mantra, a mantra that really belongs to tantra.
Shiraji Paradishim has a Turon Gogos, Shansen, Tambudin, Tiji Ringangi, or Ringa Onegi, Turon, Shiraji Paradishim has a Turon Jagua.
So, the Dendel Aramba
Shiraji Paradishim has Turonji, Shiraji Paradishim has, and Shiraji Paradishim has a Lana Mimi has a Dishulanchi, Menabadan, Rebe,
Libachimbuna.
Libachimbuna has.
So here the explanation given by Denda Laramba is also very, very good. He further explained that when the text says, therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the equal to the unequal mantra, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, there are five of them, five mantras. And then he says these five are correlated with the five paths. So the first one, the mantra of perfection wisdom, refers to the path of accumulation. And the second mantra, that of great knowledge, refers to the path of preparation. And then the unsurpassed mantra is the path of seeing. and then the equal to the unequal mantra is the path of meditation, and then the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering is the path of no more learning.
What the jetadne shiraj bharuj jimin ha me bas ha garisna ha andresrwa tiya tha andresal nyaru tiya tha gaten gate song du sonan du song ji yonan du song ji gaten gate para gate para sang gate song du tonan du song ji bonan du song ji sai ji what the book says chance
then it says then the mantra of the perfection of wisdom is claimed, is proclaimed, then dayata, then it probably means that the mantra is this. This is the mantra. And it says, gade gade, bara gade, bara sam gade, bodhisoha. And when it says gade gade, that means be gone to the path of accumulation, be gone to the path of preparation. Then it says, bara gade, bara sam gade, it means be gone to the path of seeing and be gone to the path of meditation. Bodhisoha siyati. And then it says Bodhisoha means be gone to the state of a Buddha. So then this is like a brief description of the path for a sharp disciple. So if you have understood very well the detailed explanation for a disciple of dull mental faculty, then the explanation for sharp disciples also become easy. Then according to Tenda Larampa, the mantra should be Om Dayata Gade Gade Paragate Parasam Gade Bodhi Soha. So he has Om at the beginning and the Soha at the end, because he says with those two elements, then it makes the mantra more powerful. Makes the mantra powerful.
What that then? Only on the solution that you do, on Okaza, on the solution that you do, on the has on the has is on the bin and temper, Nika Savas, then the man, don't do the temper, don't do your things.
Then, so here we have finished the. A detailed explanation for a disciple of a dull mental faculty, and then also the teaching for the disciple of sharp mental faculty by means of merely uttering the words of mantra, and then the next section is a summary, summarizing the meaning. So this is a summary. It says Shariputra, a bodhisattva, a great being, meaning a bodhisattva who has not gone through have not gone through the Hinayana path, who directly went to Mahayana path, either a sharp disciple or a dull disciple, can be either of them, should train in the perfection of wisdom like this, as what is described just now. What has just as what has been described before.
On the ਉਹ ਤੋਂ ਬੋ ਗੁਜ਼ਰ ਜੀ ਮਾ ਦੂਜੇ ਤਾਂ ਨੇ
ਦੂਜੇ ਸਾ ਦੂਜੇ ਮਿਲੋ ਆ
ਦੂਜੇ ਤਾਂ ਜੀ ਲੁਈ ਜੀ ਦਨ ਦਾ ਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਤਾ ਤਵਾ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਕੋ ਸੋ ਦੂਜੇ ਦੂ ਕੋ ਲੋ ਕੁੰਜੂ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਤੋ ਯੂ ਚੇ ਜੁੰਬਾ ਦੇਸ ਜੁੰਬਾ ਦਾ ਦੇ ਮਗ ਮੋਗੇ ਦੇਸ ਦੇਬਾ ਦਨ ਦਾ ਦੇਬਾ ਅਨ ਜੁੰਬਾ ਦੇ ਕੁੰਜੂ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਦੋ ਦਾਦਾ ਦੇ ਜੁੰਬਾ ਦੇ ਕੁੰਜੂ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਜਮਲ ਕੋ ਸੋ ਦੋ ਦਾਦਾ ਨਾ ਫਿਕੇ ਚਾ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਜੁੰਬਾ ਸੇ ਮਜ਼ੂਬ ਬਿਨ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਸੇ
Then Fosu Rinpoche wants to go back a little bit because haven't explained the two phrase, the two sentence when it says, things that is not false should be known as the truth. So here, then have to explain the term false and truth. But here, in Buddhism, when it says false and truth, sometimes it has the implication of talking about the conventional truth and the ultimate truth, like Nagarjuna states in his treatise on the Middle Way, because the compounded phenomena, meaning the caused phenomena, the impermanent phenomena, all compounded phenomena are false. All compounded phenomena are deceptive, therefore they are false. So that is the statement in Nagarjuna's Mula Majjhimika Kalika. And so he here the explanation is that the conventional truth are false. They are and the ultimate truth are truthful, but here when Heart Sutra say since it is not false should be known as the truth, it's not talking about conventional truth and ultimate truth. It's mainly like using the everyday language. Something is false. Something is true. It's in that sense.
Depuis dans son du chanson en du in en du in en du on a carré in a pour un soin dit pour un tour de voyage soin dit pour un tour de bas de voyage dans le bâti chez tout le monde dans le monde tout le monde dans le monde qui est à du bas de la manière non de bas de bas de bas de bas
so then here also it says because it fulfills the desired goal, therefore it is truth. So here, either a bodhisattva of sharp dull bodhisattva, if they want to achieve their desired goal, then they have to meditate on emptiness, meditate on wisdom realizing emptiness. Therefore, in that sense, because it fulfills the desired goal,
therefore called truth. Then it went in the thing as a diligent, the Saju Samajum, Hobashin is also Leso, Shesha Washine, Leso, Regional Tetishin, Regional Tetishin, the Dutch Tetishinto, Nemajin, the Sheriff of Barushima, Samula, Chiba Shate, the Inshima was just we are once at there, Sanjing Tunjuti, Sanjing Shinazo Karis, Baru Shinjilaka, Shari with the Shinazi to Atlanta, Chinjilaka, Tadan the Sanjing Shinazo.
So here, the next what follows this is the section in which Buddha gives consent to what Avalokiteshvara has said. So the text says, then the Blessed One arose from that concentration and said to the Superior Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the Great Being, that he had spoken well, good, O son of the lineage. It is like that. Since it is like that, just as you have revealed, the profound professional wisdom should be practiced in that way, and the Tathagatas will rejoice. So Buddha arose from the concentration, and then he said, then he said what Avalokiteshvara has told Shariputra is very good. He said this is very good, and even the Tathagatas, other Buddhas, all the Buddhas will rejoice. So then go back before going to the next section. Rinpoche also said that after Buddha rose from the meditation, he's speaking now. So here, this is the words of Buddha, which is directly spoken from his mouth, whereas the dialogue before that, in the middle part, the dialogue between Shariputra and Avalokiteshvara is the words of Buddha, which occurred due to his blessing. So this is the words of Buddha, which is directly spoken. And then the next session is called the disciples being pleased. The disciples feeling happy promised to practice the teaching. So the text goes, when the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, the superior of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, and the entire assembly of the disciples, as well as the worldly beings, gods, humans, demigods, and spirits, were delighted and highly praised what has been spoken by the Blessed One. So the students, after heard this, they were very happy. Then they say, "Oh, thank you very much, and we really benefited from your teaching." And then they threw the flower to the Buddha, and then they say, "Oh, from now until I attain enlightenment, I will practice those teachings." So then here at the end of the text, in the Tibetan text, it says the text was translated into Tibetan by the Indian master Vimala Mitra, and also the Tibetan translator Ngo Loden Shala, and then Nankadi Kaisa di many people like the like Nankadi Lozawar, Nankadi the Nankada translator, and many other people examined the translation. So Rinpoche now has completed his explanation of the Heart Sutra, and then what you can also do is you got the yellow sheet. It says requests to overcome hindrances. Then, if you can recite this one, first you recite the sutra. Afterwards, you say the mantra Om Gade Gade Om Dayata Om Dayata Gade Gade Bara Gade Bara Sam Gade Bodhi Soha. Then you recite the mantra, and then afterwards you can read this little text, little prayer. It says. then it tells you Indra was able to remove the obstacle by doing contemplation and recitation of the sutra, and then you clap your finger, may all the harms of the Maras, non-humans and so forth be overcome, etc. So here you're thinking that the sufferings and the causes of suffering, delusions, karma, those things, has now you clapping your finger, you're thinking that these hindrances are being removed, and then also at that time you are thinking that the four demons are being destroyed. These being the four demons being the demon who is an external demon, who is a celestial being, and then the demon of aggregates, a demon of delusion, and a demon of the Lord of Death. Those four kinds of demons are destroyed. So then there is also the Jigi Pyre. In Rinpoche's hometown, they also have a special tradition of doing the practice of Heart Sutra in order to remove the obstacles. So they have a table, in the center of the table, they have a picture, an image of Buddha. Then surrounding the Buddha, they put on the four sides, they have effigies. Each side they put nine effigies on each side. So then that represent the four demons, and then a person would recite, accumulate the numbers of Heart Sutra, then they do one Heart Sutra. So for each effigy, they recite the Heart Sutra for nine times. So to accumulate the number of recitation of Heart Sutra, then if they have other monks, like three more monks, then the others would do the Yamantaka ritual and making offerings to Chukje. I don't know how to say the Sanskrit, Chujie, the
Dhammaraja.
Dhammaraja. And then, Benden Lamo. And Benden Lamo, Shiva Devi or something, the goddess, they also do the offerings to that. These are done to remove the obstacles.
Tā chūjī mā, chūjī lī chūjī mā chūpū, tēnē jē mā lūy dā shirū mā chēgā, lūy dā shirū mā chēgā dā, ān tē shūgū chūjī mā dā, pūgā dā sī, chūjī mā.
Chūjī mā sī nā?
Chūjī mā sī, chūjī lī tōmā chūpū.
Alē. They offer a special tōmā to Dhammaraja, the Shinjishē, I think was the Lord of Death. They send the Luden, so Chilola Jeva.
They should go to Jumon.
Yeah. then they take the effigies out, and then afterwards they offer torment to the Dhammaraja.
I don't understand.
In the Kedruja's Jude Jinang, the general presentation of the tantric sets, there was a tradition of doing So the Kedruja in his that text that just mentioned, he refuted the idea of doing the like a heart sutra and clapping the here there's the verse for getting removing the obstacles, and then also there is another practice called the Usema. Maybe Rinpoche knows. Then Kedruja says these are not. Then he refuted. He think that's not good to do that. Then, but Denda Larumba, he think it's appropriate because, for instance, here the Heart Sutra teaching was given by Buddha to Indra to get rid of, to remove the obstacle, because Indra had the battle with the demigods, and he went to Buddha and was given this Heart Sutra, and he did Heart Sutra and was able to defeat the demigods. So so it is a valid practice for removing the obstacles. So then so here Rinpoche, he gave us is giving us the explanation of Heart Sutra. And also he will give us the transmission of Heart Sutra. So he says he personally have received the transmission. He has a lineage. He received those explanation and transmission from his teacher, the former abbot of the Losein College, Gen Bema Gyentsen. Then he received the explanation of the subject of Parchin Paramita, Abhisama Alamkala, ornament for clear realizations, Bhumatam, Namjetam, Ju,
Parchin,
Pudunga, then Majjhimika, the subject, he received the explanation of Abhisama Alamkara, ornament for clear realization. Then Majjhimika, Majjhimika Avatara, the middle way philosophy, and then the explanation of Dhammakirti's Pramanavadika, commentary on Dhammakirti's commentary on Dignaga's compendium of Vedic cognition, and then also the explanation of Abhidhamma Kosha. And then Rinpoche also received Yamantaka initiation from Genpenma Gyentsen, and also the explanation of the generation and completion stage of Guhe Samaja. So then he will give us the transmission which he received from his teachers.
Shiraji Paru to Shimbala, then, and I'm a Bayan, but to be Shatu, Mobazuba San Jesu, the day in the Shiraji Paru to Shimbala. ジェバジェネマーランのメメマーメナバダニャビンマーディガタジャロトシワシビンハメジュービンナテマシバジャデシロジパルドシミンハメバモンテアタガテンカテパラガテパラサンガテンブディソワシャリボシャンシャリボシャンジュサマサマジャンボテータラシロジパルドシマサマラバジャオテネトデンディティガンジャテレシディソジュサマサマジパバジェネノジュロレソ
ディジェイジョワシンレソレソレジブタデジェノレジブタデジェジェダジュジテンバジェディシェラジュパルトシバサムラシバジャデディジェバナジャジェジュジェナモジュネディジェディジェガーズサドデバシャラダディブタジュジェバジェバババジェネノモジュバタジェナデブコルタダタハダマタハマイエバジェジェジェネヨナジュネディジェソバランオバデュドジュネディ そのままのままでどうぞ、まあ、そうじゃべ、じゃがしてもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ、ジャガシキャンプもまだ ちょっと
Sri Muche said she has given the Heart Sutra teaching. This is the ninth time now. He gave two times in Connecticut, one time in New York City, one time in Philadelphia, and then Colorado, Seattle, Vermont. Maybe it's eight. Is it eight or nine? I don't know where else. Maybe eight. Maybe the eighth teaching.
I think he did it twice in New York.
I think
Joel Hart and then with Michelle.
Michelle is in Chicago, right?
Somewhere else. It seems to be ninth. Can't find, think of any. Anyway, but eighth or eight time or nine time, a lot of times. So even though the Heart Sutra, the words are very short, but it has very extensive and profound meanings. So it's very important. Therefore, even in the Chinese tradition, they also there's a little instrument they use to hit on the instrument, and they recite the Heart Sutra. In the Japanese tradition, they were hitting the drum and recite the Heart Sutra. So that shows that the Heart Sutra is very important. Buddhists all consider the Heart Sutra is very important. The reason being that there are three versions of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra: the extensive, medium, and the condensed version of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, and then the Heart Sutra includes the explicit subject matter and the implicit subject matter of the three sutras. Like during the time of Buddha, disciples, because those subjects are very difficult, therefore disciples ask Buddha. He says, because the stages of the emptiness, the stages of the path in relation to the realization of emptiness, which is the explicit subject matter of Perfection Wisdom Sutras. And then there's one thing that, and then also the emptiness, understanding of emptiness in connection with the Chitta Mantra school, because these teachings are very profound. So they asked Buddha to please give a prediction as to who in the future will be born, appear in the future, what master will be born in the future to uphold these teachings.
So the
people Buddha mentioned, he predicted is Nagarjuna and Asanga. So perhaps we should leave the stories for the next session. To conclude the teaching on Heart Sutra, first of all, So then we say the Buddha has the truth body, enjoyment body, and emanation body, Dhammakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nimanakaya. So if you ask what is the cause that brings the achievement of the three bodies of a Buddha, then the cause of the three bodies is the path of meditation. Then where does path of meditation come from? And meditation is produced independent upon path of seeing. Path of seeing comes from path of preparation, and path of preparation comes from path of accumulation. So in order to achieve the path of accumulation, one has to generate bodhicitta. Then, because bodhicitta is a result, therefore it has to have causes. Then the cause for generating bodhicitta, in order to develop bodhicitta, we need to practice the two methods for generating bodhicitta beforehand. So these two are the seven-step instruction, and the one method is seven-step instruction, and the other is the method called equalizing and exchanging self and others. So the bodhicitta is produced from a special intention, which think that I am going to, I will personally get rid of the suffering of all sentient beings and lead them to the state of happiness. Then the special intention. This special intention comes from compassion, which think that how nice it would be if all sentient beings were to be free from suffering, And then this comes from the love, the attitude called love, which think how nice it would be if all sentient beings were to have happiness. Love comes from the attitude of love comes from the practice of recognizing all sentient beings as mothers and thinking about their kindness and also repaying their kindness. So then these Mahayana practices come from the practice of equanimity, which is unbiased towards three kinds of sentient beings, the friends, enemies, and the neutral people. And that equanimity comes from the renunciation, which wants to be free from suffering and its causes after having understood the nature of suffering and its causes. So therefore, equanimity comes from it depends upon the practice of the stages of the path of a being of a middling capacity. And then that comes from the contemplation of the practice of taking refuge and a contemplation of karma. And then those comes from the reflection upon the reality and the significance of a human body, which has the leisure and endowment, and also thinking about the impermanence. And these are the teachings which we say that belongs to the stages of the path of a being of a small capacity. Then all of these comes from how we rely on a spiritual teacher. So here it is very important. Someone who shows us the path is very important. Therefore, we should be very careful about how we rely on the teacher. So here are the different kinds of teacher, the teachers which is explained in the Vinaya scriptures, and teachers Duvalashiva Jichen, Tehachimbu Jidami. So then there are three kinds of teacher. One kind of teacher is explained in the Vinaya scriptures, and one is explained in sutras, and the other is explained the quality of teachers as explained in the Tantra. Dhammakirti pointed out in his second chapter, in his text Pramana Vadika, commentary on compendium of Vedic cognition. He says then the teacher that we should be looking for should not be someone who can see far away, see things what happens in like long distance. If we're interested in finding someone who knows what happens far away, then we should be looking for a eager, because a eager can see far away.
Because the Rimbu Tuan Mio, Dubitini Tuan is, Tarim Bizuma Tuba in there, Susan Duyagi, and the Picasuri, Kazuri, Jebundi, Tun, the Tumor Najib, and the Tumor Najibba, and the Sanji Saluagi, long term to be one and Jesus, Jian Jesus.
So then it says, we don't need to look for someone who can see seeing what happens far away. What we should be looking for is someone who can teach us the stages of the path, the teachings of the initial and medium scope of the teachings that falls into the for the disciples who belongs to the initial or the intermediate level.
Well, the name is that Baba Sumitima.
Then, for instance, there is a Arya, the Indian, in the time of Buddha, Angrimala. He was giving very wrong instructions. He relied on wrong teachers. Then he, what he did was he killed 999 people. Therefore, it is very important to examine the teacher, to examine whether a teacher has the quality, and also we have to be very careful. And then also we should ask about this teacher from other people. Before we decide to take him as a teacher.
Oh yeah, that's the rule. What the that's not so busy. Choose your own time, right?
So what?
To one you know, busy not to know, yeah, not what. To one you listen.
Yeah, so maybe we have already finished. It's already 3 o'clock. If you have any question, then you can ask. Otherwise, we will stop here.
Mary. I'm a little confused about emptiness. Is it dependent arising, or is it absolute?
Depending
on inherent emptiness. I got a little bit confused. Is emptiness inherent? To have an inherent existence?
So, you cannot say that emptiness and dependent arising is the same thing, but in the way it is presented is that the understanding of emptiness can facilitate. Like once you have the understanding of emptiness, then you can induce that understanding. Can induce the understanding of dependent rising, and once you have the understanding of dependent rising, that can induce the understanding of emptiness. But you cannot say that they are synonymous or they are the same nature. That is not the case. And emptiness itself is also dependent rising. Regarding your second question, whether emptiness has inherent existence, then it says if you examine the nature of emptiness, then you come to the conclusion that emptiness, which is the lack of inherent existence, do not exist inherently. So that means emptiness is also empty.
Okay, is there anything that has inherent existence?
Anything has has anything, is there anything that
hasn't? Absolute, anything that exists from its own side that has
an inherent
existence,
like
everything.
Oh, you guys, the Chö Tang Ji, the Kashi, the Rang Xing Ji, Zhuba, Meba Rebe, sir. Yes, yeah, you can say that there's nothing which is inherently existent. Everything is merely designated independence upon a collection which serves as its basis of designation. There is no independent nature other than what is being merely designated.
When the word absolute is used in Buddhist terms, what does that refer to then?
Absolute, I think sometimes the use of the term I use is ultimate. Sometimes use absolute, right? Mm-hmm. Like absolute nature.
So that does not refer to something that exists from its own side, then. That does not mean inherent existence. I mean that word, I'm not reading inherent existence.
Usually it has to do with the word absolute. Can you give some example? Absolute this or absolute that?
I'm reading some book. It's a book. Talking about an absolute.
지튼담바 지 인내지 튼담바 가래 튼담바 매바 튼담바 튼담댐바 지 튼담세야지 칙칙지겨나 지 배제지 무치 대신 정말 야비
싫어지
It says here, says the Dharmakaya is an absolute.
Dharmakaya is absolute.
It says the three bodies of the Buddha are based on the view that a Buddha is one with the absolute and manifests in the relative world in order to work for the welfare of all beings. So I didn't know what the word absolute meant in that term. I thought, well, maybe it means inherent existence.
I don't know which word. I can't think. Oh, it's his honest right now.
Okay,
who was translated?
Maybe that's something that should be handled now.
I can't think of anything. Absolute. The body of Buddha is absolute. What does it say? Isn't, you can't say it's the ultimate truth, and also you can't say it's ultimately existent. So what does ultimate mean? It is belong to the other realm, or...
So it does not mean inherent existence?
Certainly not.
Okay,
yeah,
that's,
certainly.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one other question here.
Sometimes they use the absolute truth, which means ultimate truth. I guess it has different meaning. I would imagine that at this time when it says absolute, probably I can't right away think of any Tibetan term that correspond with it when it explains that when it says the Buddha's body is ultimate, is absolute. Perhaps it talks about it's belonging to the other realm or something, far away from us. Sometimes maybe there is a loose use of the term, but sometimes when you say the absolute nature or the, perhaps it's talking ultimate nature or something, absolute meaning the final nature of things, which absolute nature perhaps is talking about the emptiness. Or maybe it's the same, sometimes they use the same word as ultimate. If you say a thing is absolutely existent, perhaps it's talking about, terminology I use, maybe ultimately existent. Then that becomes, in the Prasangika school, that becomes inherent existence. Then
inherent existence.
Then there is not such thing.
There's not such thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Like this thing exists absolutely. Then perhaps that means ultimately. Then that is something which doesn't exist. Then if it says ultimate truth, absolute truth, perhaps I don't know if people say that. Then that means the emptiness, the final nature of things. So it may have different people. I mean, in English there is not a final settled set of terminology. People, some people use it this way and some people use it the other way.
I have another question about the mantra here. There are five mantras: the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the answerless mantra, the unequaled mantra. I always thought they were just in opposition to each other. I thought they were just one mantra. These five mantras? And this is just one of them?
Five paths.
Oh, five paths.
Referring, Rinpoche said that it refers to the five paths.
Okay,
so
the
one mantra, yes.
Okay, God, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it refers to the five mantra paths.
Because the ting, inji ting ji all this, absolute, the ting, sometimes ting ji, absolute.
Absolute
is the other one. Absolute may be the ultimate, sometimes tundang, in the Tibetan tundangba. Yeah, tundamba. The word is more likely the tundamba. So when you say absolute truth, that means the ultimate truth, the emptiness.
The emptiness of the object.
Instead of conventional.
Yeah.
All phenomenon has both conventional and ultimate truth.
Okay, so absolutely different.
But ultimate truth doesn't infer any inherent existence.
Okay, thank you. I read too much. I mean, I don't sometimes understand what I read.
Who translated this book?
Should say in the front.
It's a foreword by Bhagavan Pavel. It's an advocate. It was interviewed by his. It was a footnote. That was a footnote. And Dr. somebody or another. And I think His Holiness was speaking in English.
Yeah, so maybe we can have some time in between before we do the second session. Yeah, then we can now relax a little bit. If you have questions, you can ask at the end of the second session. Okay, thank you.